Welcome to an episode of Bands and Botanicals, a unique podcast where a trainer and trainee talk about herbal medicine and fitness.
We're your hosts. My name is Danielle Kreese, and I'm a certified personal trainer and owner of DC Fit. And we also have Paula Kirsch, who's an artisanal herbalist and owner of Botanically Curious. So let's go ahead and start the show. Hey, everybody. We're here back for our second episode. My name is Danielle, and I am with the wonderful and knowledgeable Paula.
I'm like a wizard, apparently.
And we actually thought it would be fun to kind of start some of our episodes with a little card reading. Paula has these beautiful kind of botanical tarot cards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we threw this in once in a while, we just thought it'd be interesting. It gives you a little bit of knowledge of the plant that the card is pulled from, as well as then, you know, the deeper meaning and what you could draw from it.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be fun for us to talk about this card. We got the dandelion, which is really versatile. And under that, it says humility. And so tarot and oracle cards are just a tool, and it's really more of a self-actualization tool. So for any of those out there who like maybe meditate in the morning, this is just a physical way to, you know, lay out, okay, ask a question maybe, or maybe you just want to see what you're going to pull. And then it allows you to sit and reflect on maybe some things in your life that resonate with you. And I think it's a really neat way to just start off the day. Some people meditate. I do this, and I think it's nice. And so just like anything else, tools can be used for good, bad, whatever. And some people don't use them, but I think it's neat. So
yeah, let's see what this dandelion has to do. So will the dandelion kind of play into the word of humility?
So when you're going to read these, for the dandelion in specific, it says, when you feel underappreciated or invisible, remember the dandelion and its ability to flourish. So like it's mentioning here, you know, most people get a bunch of weed killer and try to get these things out of the ground. I personally take the roots and make them into tea because they're actually really good for you, especially in the winter. So
See how it all goes hand in hand.
Right. So it's kind of interesting that we pulled this card and our topic today is winter. And it also says, seen from a different perspective, the oracle property humility is needed when assessing your own importance and in giving situations kind of value. And so the interesting thing with this is that I think a lot of the time we almost underappreciate ourselves and our abilities. And I think you and I have talked about this a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. being anxious to maybe start a podcast or do some other projects that we have on board. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who are we, you know, you know,
and so, what happens in your mind when you don't get kind of the response you were looking for, mm-hmm. which is something that is kind of happening in our life right now as well. And maybe just growing from that space instead of, I guess, contracting and pulling away from like the possibility.
You're really great. They have tons of different vitamins like vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin K, which is really important because sometimes it can be difficult in diets to get that.
Right.
Vitamin C is really important for your immune system in the winter, which is really great. It's also an awesome source of potassium, calcium, and magnesium.
And so, you could use the leaves in like salads and stuff, right?
Yeah. And so it's really like the whole thing. Now, if you're going out and you want to, you know, grab any of this stuff yourself from like your yard or anything like that, I would definitely recommend knowing where you're getting it from. So if you have put any kind of like lawn grow chemical on your lawn, or if you have, you know, just make sure. And so for those that are maybe living in apartment buildings and you have a really cool public park, a lot of the time, you know, you might feel a little crazy doing this. You can call the parks department and just ask them what they do to take care and maintenance the park and make sure that like when you're harvesting things, that you're not poisoning yourself with unknown chemicals. And so, I think that's really neat. And I love that we started it off like that today.
Yeah, sweet.
Awesome.
So I guess we'll kind of start to segue into the main topic of today, which, as we mentioned, was going to be about kind of winter coming and how you could tackle that both through, you know, herbal medicine or through teas, things that you could find or create for yourself, and also how you could best combat kind of the winter blues with movement and what you could do if the gym isn't available to you, be it because of weather or a circumstance. You know, this year has been a little crazy. So I think I'm just going to start with kind of one basic rule, at least with fitness or something that I like to go by. And this may seem obvious, but honestly, work out outside for as long as you can. I know that you may have a gym membership, but when it starts to get, you know, when that winter starts to really settle in, you're going to miss these opportunities. Don't underestimate how much being outside, breathing that air, getting the vitamin D of the sun, as even if it's light, what that could do for you both physically and mentally. You know, this particular winter, it may be challenging for a lot of people because we may be stuck inside a little bit more than usual. We don't know what this winter is going to bring with regard to the COVID virus. We don't know with this extreme weather patterns, you know, you may not have access to going outside or to going to the gym and to driving to a place where you can work out. So get outside for as long as you can. You know, don't be afraid of that cooler weather. I am from Miami and I actually loathe being cold more than anything. But once your body gets moving, you know, it actually starts to feel really nice. I also sweat quite a lot when I work out. And when it's cooler weather, there is less sweat. So get outside for your mental health before the winter truly, truly starts to settle, because I think we're going to be inside a lot this year.
And one of the neat things with here in the Pacific Northwest, and I say neat kind of in a cheeky way, is that it gets rainy. It gets
super
kind of
neat.
Yeah, it gets like unpredictable. And so as soon as it starts getting cool out, I'm like throwing on the sweaters, making a lot of stews, you know, doing that, like love that hearty stew type of stuff, which you can throw in a lot of different things. And in terms of like mental health, keeping up with mental wellness, actually saffron is one of those that people don't know too much about.
It always just looks fancy to me.
Right. And it's expensive sometimes to get it. So that's one of those things. But it's something that you can garnish dishes with. But it actually, there's been quite a few studies that are starting to come out that there's some properties that allow it to raise your dopamine levels without messing with your serotonin, which is really neat. And I personally like to throw it into everything. So if those of you out there use turmeric a lot of the time for like anti-inflammatory and some of those things, you can also use saffron to throw into stews or soups or whatever it might be. And the neat thing is, the reason why you want to make sure that you're keeping your dopamine levels up and you're not messing too much with your serotonin and things, is that when you start to kind of use herbal medicine or other things for mental health, and it changes kind of your chemistry, your brain chemistry, it can cause irrational behavior and all of those things where, you know, it's definitely, saffron's an ideal ingredient, but we don't want to have mood swings all of a sudden while we're trying to correct, you know, one aspect of our life. We already have these other things. And so, yeah, it's neat. And so that's one of those things that, you know, you're talking about working out. And I think that one is a good one to incorporate.
Yeah. And I think this next little idea of how best to prepare for winter is to already get in the mindset that you're not going to create excuses or kind of doubt yourself. And I think this could play into both using, you know, herbs or medicinal plants in the kitchen as well as in the gym. You know, for me, maybe I create an excuse with regards to using herbs of saying that I don't know enough. So I'm afraid to use it, or, you know, I only want it if it's from a specific source because I don't trust, you know, I don't trust myself. Especially if I have, you know, even if I have the herbs at my fingertips, I may not trust my knowledge, or did I choose the right one or the right amount? And you know, it could be the same with working out.
it's too cold outside, or the weather's not good, or I don't have equipment available, or I don't have time, or, you know, you just may feel a little bit more lethargic than usual, because I think our bodies go with the seasons and kind of know that winter is here, and we may really enjoy just cuddling in and getting really, really comfortable and really, really warm and just kind of vegging out. But we can't do that for an entire season.
And then with working out, you know, doing it with someone else or having someone else tell you what to do. So if you have the luxury of having a trainer or going to like Orange Theory or something like that, you get to shut your brain off, which is really the key for me. And the only time where I'm just like, okay, it's not that bad. I'm just going to shut my brain off. I'm just going to step in the door. Even if I only get through like the first 15 minutes, because they have like 15 minute blocks, I'm just going to do that. And then maybe I'll leave, whatever it is. And then you end up like, okay, I can go another 15 minutes. I can go another 15 minutes. Or you just find friends to work out with, right? But it is sleep, like lack of sleep for me, that always kills me. And my like clumsiness, obviously. I think you've experienced it once, but there have been plenty of people that are like, seriously, Paula, again, like, how did you hurt yourself this time? Sorry, like I messed up my knee or my ankle and I'm just going to have to sit here. It probably is linked to my lack of sleep.
Yeah, I guess it could all go hand in hand.
Yeah, because I know we've worked out and, you know, I just, oh my God, I can feel it. I'm like, oh, I didn't get enough sleep. This is way harder today. This, you know, it's rough. And so for me, sleep is a huge thing. And we know it's linked really closely to mental health. And yeah, if I'm like, oh, I only got 5 hours in, like, I just need to be on survival mode today. I'm not going to the gym. I'm going to like chug some tea and coffee and just kind of survive.
You know, piggybacking on what you were just saying, though, in regards to, you know, maybe you just do the 15 minutes. I think like with winter, maybe, you know, with that lethargy or with not getting enough sleep, I think it's always good to meet yourself where you are that day, but to also know that that little bit of something is better than nothing.
Right.
I mean, maybe on that day you don't have the hardest 1 hour workout of your life. Maybe it is a 15 minute workout. Maybe it is a 20 minute workout. You know, 20 minute workouts, I've kind of almost had some of my best workouts when I have a short amount of time. But without getting too far off topic, kind of just going back to what Paula was saying, you know, in the winter, I think one of the most important things to remember, and this goes really for all year long, and I always say this in my classes, is to meet yourself where you are. If you didn't get a lot of sleep, if you're super stressed mentally, I mean, if things are just weighing on you and the winter weather does not help, then give yourself that grace that day, you know, and I guarantee that when you're done moving your body, you may have just a little bit of that stress or a little bit of that exhaustion lifted off from you. Even if it's just a little, that's still an improvement maybe from where you were when you started.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the other thing you were mentioning, you know, you in particular, just you work out and you're really dedicated to it. And there's probably a lot of people in that same boat where, you know, maybe supplements come into play or other things where it's just like, how am I going to get that next edge? How do I keep going? You know, for those people that actually can keep going, what am I going to do? And so the reason I really like just thinking about herbs and spices or things that are easy to do, because first of all, like rosemary, for instance, we're sitting here and we're drinking a cold and flu tea that I cooked up.
It's delicious.
It's got rosemary in it, which everybody now probably knows, but for those who don't, that's okay. Huge anti-inflammatory properties, you know, which is really great. It's great for boosting your mood, and it gives you a little bit of mental clarity. Even just smelling the plant actually kind of like wakes you up a little bit. So they recommend planting it toward like the entrance to your house or something like that.
I didn't know that.
Rosemary is super easy to grow. Really inexpensive. The only thing, if you guys are looking to maybe do like an herb garden in your house for the winter, just so that way you can kind of keep up on those things. And now, especially with COVID, wanting to be a little more sustainable, taking back something and some ownership of something and having some control. I feel like a lot of people are starting to, if they have the room, plant their own food, mm-hmm. do a lot of that stuff, because it's like, okay, a lot of our freedoms and other things have kind of been taken away a little bit. What can I control right now?
Yeah.
Rosemary, it really grows anywhere, you know, and it can get huge.
And so beautiful.
Right. It smells great. It looks great. It's got great flowers in the spring. Drought resistant, which is really nice. Yep. So there's not a lot of watering involved. You're going to want to make sure that if you're consuming it, and really just in general, you know, I'm a big fan of the bees, and neonicotides are a thing you got to watch out for. Now, I know a lot of people go crazy in the spring and they go to like big box stores like Home Depot or Lowe's or other things like that. And they grab up a bunch of like tomato plants and rosemary and all these things. And they're super excited about getting their garden going, which, you know, is awesome. But at the same time, when bees and everything come in to pollinate flowers, when those all have neonicotides in them and different chemicals. And so you don't want to actually be consuming that. It's going to go against what you're trying to do to stay on your wellness path. And then it's going to affect the bees immensely. And so that's something that people don't really realize. They're trying to make their home beautiful and they're trying to contribute. They want to have pollinator gardens and they have all the best intentions in the world. And then they go out and they get the wrong thing. And yeah. And so that's
probably been guilty of that.
Right. I think we all have, right? Cause it's something that unless you really, research, it's one of those things. And there's tons of little like apiaries popping up everywhere. You know, I was in Manhattan a few months ago before all this happened, and a fantastic, kind of like a bunch of beehives on a roof. And they were talking a lot about that and trying to educate people. And so these urban kind of apiaries and all of these things are happening and popping up. And Manhattan has actually a huge bee population, mostly honeybees, which, you know, and maybe another episode, actually, that doesn't tie into us. I'll just stop with the bee love right now. but other things that you can grow indoors is actually like lemon balm's really great.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so I really like that because it helps with a lot of different things and boosting your mood, especially. But you also, I think I mentioned a little bit earlier, you want to make sure that you're getting the right dosage of mm-hmm. certain things, because some people think more is better. Mm-hmm. And so they get on something, they're super excited, and they're just like lemon balm all day, every day. Maybe sometimes people do this with essential oils. So you really, really have to be careful with this. Overdosing yourself on even just plants can actually cause like dizziness, wheezing. It can cause respiratory issues. So when you start to incorporate those, really look at the dosage and make sure you're kind of consuming those things responsibly. But that lemon balm is a huge one for the winter that I would recommend. And then if you're growing it indoors, you know, just kind of making everything look a little more aesthetically pleasing when you come in for maybe a rough day or you've had a bad day. Plants just kind of, you know, freshen things up.
And that's important for the winter mm-hmm. because, I mean, that seasonal depression is real, at least mm-hmm. for me. Mm-hmm. And I know for a lot of other people. So even those little touches that bring a little bit of life back into your space, remind you of growth and new beginnings and all of that. You know, there's so many different aspects to your plants that bring wellness into your life, not just, you know, how you ingest them, but just what they bring to just your space in general. And you know, Paula was talking about growing things indoors. And I think that could also kind of tie into kind of growing yourself indoors as well. You know, you may have had to get creative this year when it came to your fitness equipment. Mm. Just like in the winter, you may have to get creative with certain plants that you grow, depending on the light that you may have available, or if you're going to keep them inside or whatever the situation is. So I just had a couple ideas. You know, if you wanted to create a barbell for yourself, and let me preface this by saying I have mostly, you know, I've been traveling for a long time and I've worked out for years without equipment. So you can have incredible workouts without a single piece of machinery or equipment working with you. That being said, you may want to get creative, have some fun with it. So I know everyone has a mop or a broomstick in their house. Mm. I'm sure everyone also has some laundry detergent in their house. Usually they come in those big jugs. If you had two jugs of laundry detergent, All you do is put the handle of the broom or the mop through the handle of the two laundry detergents on either side. You could put a little piece of tape if you want it to stay stationary.
Make sure the cap is on.
Make sure the cap is on. Yes, that would be bad. But there you go. You have a barbell with some weights. If you had some bands, you could always wrap the bands around the broom or the mop, and then you could create a lot of tension with band work. If you have a scarf, if you have a towel, and you could create a very secure knot that you could throw over the side of the door. If you could secure that door, bam, suspension training. Mm-hmm. So many things that you could use. You have a backpack you could fill with things and you create some resistance for yourself. Maybe you do squats with a backpack on and you're adding a load so that you are able to continue to adapt the body with different challenges, even if you don't have equipment per se. So, you know, maybe we could throw up a video at some point showing some of these different ideas. And don't be afraid to use your furniture too. I have punched the shit out of some pillows before. I have stepped up onto my couch. I have jumped over literally a couple rolls of toilet paper in order to give myself a visual of things. I actually made a little video when COVID started just using toilet paper rolls because everyone went so bananas buying toilet paper that I was like, I know you have this shit at your house.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, use it as an opportunity to have some fun. I mean, the gym is wonderful, but when you could get creative, and if you have kids who you could get creative with, you know, the possibilities are really endless. And that goes with what you could grow and the way you could incorporate plants into your life too. You're only limited by your own kind of mind, by your own creativity, because there's so many just fun options out there.
Oh yeah, definitely. I would most likely be the person that accidentally spills laundry detergent all over my floor. And that's why we called it Bands and Botanicals in terms of the name of our podcast, because I don't think I've had a harder workout than one with bands, because you go in there thinking, what is this shit? Like, okay, cool. I got this. And then it's like, oh my freaking God. And your small little movements and you're just like killing it. And it's that resistance. And it's easy to take anywhere. You can be sitting on your couch and doing some kind of thigh workout and watching TV, whatever. But it can get really intense, and it's awesome for sculpting your muscles.
Yeah, I must say, I was a coach at Orange Theory, and you know, I'd watch people kill themselves on a treadmill and on a rower and in burpees and all of those big, big explosive movements that you'd expect. But I never saw people struggle more or have more characteristic facial expressions than when they were only using bands.
Oh, for sure.
It was very entertaining as a coach to watch that go down, because it's just like you said, people don't expect it, especially when you kind of get, you know, some, like, I'm not going to stereotype, but some men may go into workouts sometimes being like, what is this band?
Like, what is this, Pilates?
Where am I right now? What is this shit, this little piece of rubber? First off, the only reason I empathize with you men is because I could understand that probably catches your leg hair. But I guarantee you will have a gnarly workout with those bands without even throwing any weight on. So I think the moral of that story, and kind of with winter in general, is, you know, you don't have to make excuses. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. There's so many resources, so many creative ways and outlets that you could have fitness, that you could incorporate herbs into your life and into your regiment. And
definitely.
Possibilities are endless.
And just one more kind of snippet in terms of growing things at home, things that people actually wouldn't. I didn't know this when I first started kind of researching. Ginkgo biloba, you can actually find the plant and it works and it grows really well in pots. And so you can have a small little tree in your house, which is really neat. And it has these adorable little fruits in the fall that you harvest. And the great thing about that is, you know, everybody knows that it's really great for mental clarity and for mental health and all of those things. But
I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, and I didn't realize you could do it in like a pot. Like I've actually ran into them in like Manhattan and I'm like, what is this? And it's a ginkgo biloba tree, which is insane. And they have a few in the village there. But what you do, if you ever do get one, the way you would want to harvest it is you actually want to take those little guys outside once you pull the fruit off of the tree. If yours does fruit, it might take a year or two. And because they stink like really bad. And so you take it outside. I usually get like a Dutch oven.
The plant itself stinks? The,
when you start working with the seeds and the nuts and stuff in it, because what you do is you actually take the fruit off, you get into the nut of it. It's kind of like a stone fruit looking. Mm-hmm. And then you have to either boil or kind of like popcorn kernels, roast them. And then you get the little meat that's inside. And that's the stuff that you actually want to consume, but it's going to stink up your house. So, you know, like I take a Dutch oven outside, a cast iron one that I have outdoors, and I throw some charcoal under it. Yeah, which is really neat. And so just knowing exactly where your stuff is coming from, even though it might say that it's by the FDA, there's so much stuff out there that they really can't regulate a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to get a ton of fillers and other things that are going to totally counteract what you're trying to do with your wellness. So, you know, get a little funky, get some trees, get some other stuff in your house. And, you know, it's better to at least try.
Yeah.
Gives you something to do over the winter too. So.
Yes. And I like I said, I fear that we're all going to be largely indoors this winter, at least in our own doors. You may be able to, you know, if you're lucky enough to live in a place where you could be outside, and we're in Oregon, it doesn't take very long to feel like you're in the middle of absolute nowhere.
Right. That's why they have you spring clean, because if your house isn't really clean in the spring, by the time the winter comes, you don't want to do it. And then your house looks like, and then you're just like, you know, grumpy. And it's just, you know, everything's for a reason. Like all of those little wives' tales and things that they used to have back in the day. But yeah, I think we're coming up to time here pretty soon. And just want to say that if you guys want to message us or, you know, reach out with questions, you can get me at botanically_curious on Instagram.
And I am at Danielle M. Kreese on Instagram. And we would love to hear from you, especially those questions you may have, whether it's in regards to this episode or anything that you may just have in mind.
Awesome. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
Peace and love.